I was very impressed. And this is what the Pro Day workout should be. Johnny Manziel showcasing his talents. And he was magnificent.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
2014 Cleveland Browns season tickets are on sale now. Secure the best seats at the best prices to cheer on your Cleveland Browns at the newly renovated First Energy Stadium. Visit clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today. Vic Carucci with Michael Regei, who is sitting in for Nathan Zagura. We're talking, of course, about Johnny Manziel's pro day today. That'll pretty much dominate the show. 216-578-0850 is the number to get aboard with us. A whole bunch of you are doing that. And also, you tweet us at Browns_Daily. We want to hear from you there. Megan Rock will be assembling those tweets and sharing them with us on the show. All right, let's get to some calls. Jim in Concord with us now. Hello, Jim.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Pleasure.
Hey, I'm not an expert or anything, but you know, I'll leave that to Shanahan and them. I trust in them. But I don't like any of the three quarterbacks that are being hyped. And as far as Manziel, you can get a guy from round 4 through 6 that's a similar quarterback, played in the SEC, named Connor Shaw. He ran faster than Manziel, and his statistics last year were 24 touchdowns versus one interception in the SEC. So nobody's talking about him. But he's a poor man to Johnny Manziel, and he's not. He wouldn't be the big risk that Johnny Manziel is.
I think there's some cases to be made. Thank you so much for the call. I think there are some cases to be made for, quote, the lower risk, possible higher reward
fifth
players.
To seven round guys
later. But the point is, there's a reason they're rated
that's
down
exactly
there.
Right.
And the reason you take no risk, but there's a good chance you get no reward either.
No question.
So I'm not sure. That those are the kinds of picks that I think people think you make because it'll make you look smart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, we'll get this guy down here and we addressed our need. John in Los Angeles with us now. Hello, John.
How's it going?
What's up?
How's it going? Are you there?
And we're here, bud.
Okay. I would take, at number 4, I would take Watkins or Derek Carr. I would take Watkins at 4 if he's available. And
why Carr, John? Just why? What do you like about Carr and his qualities?
Oh, there's so much about his qualities that I like. I mean, he's passion, the good head on his shoulders. He's family orientated. That strong arm that he demonstrated in the in his pro day. His character, you know, and the fact that he wants to go in there and he wants to learn. He knows that he might not be a starter, but he might be a starter. But just to be back there and to get, I mean, take all that information, you know, from the veteran, maybe Brian Hoyer, and I think Derek Carr is a man.
Didn't blow it up against USC in the bowl game. Struggled some against USC, right, Vic? We know that.
No, and look, I know there's a maturity level.
He's going to be a first rounder,
like,
right?
I think he shows well. Another guy physically who could get a little bigger, you know, put a little more muscle on, whatever. And you know, I think that's the key to kind of seeing what he's all about. Let's go to, who do we have here? Is it Jim in Brunswick? Hello, Jim.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call, gentlemen.
Sure, buddy.
Hi, Jim.
Hi. I wanted to address the two main concerns I think a lot of people have with Johnny Manziel are the completion percentage in the pocket and the height issue. So the completion percentage, if you look at the career completion percentage for these three main guys we're talking about, Bortles, Manziel, and Bridgewater, he actually led all three of them just a shade under 70%.
Mm-hmm.
And then you add to that, last year, he matured with his completion percentage inside the pocket and actually led the entire SEC at 73% completion percentage inside the pocket. So I was kind of excited about that. And then the quick thing about the height, I'm not sure what, you know, math these scouts are doing, but I learned that 5'11 and 7/8 inches rounds up to 6 feet. and not down to 5'11". That's all I've got for you.
You're a Manziel guy.
It's very subjective either way. But you're right about that, Jim. And you should see what the colleges do with these numbers, though, too. They inflate them on the upside. And I've seen guys who truly were like 5'11", somehow get up to like 6'2", 6'3".
He was listed at 6'2".
Yeah, and way off on that, yeah, to say the least. Yeah. All right, 216-578-0850. Let's talk with Eddie now in Westlake. Eddie.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
What's going on, Ed? Good to hear from you.
Hey, how you doing, Rick?
I'm all right. Good to hear from you. What's up?
Hey, you know what? As far as I agree with you, Rick, on the fact that this draft is full of guys as far as the defensive players. But I understand that where the Browns are right now, they don't have a quarterback. And the way this rookie scale is right now, you have to keep on drafting them until you get it right. And with the circumstances that the Browns are under right now, if this draft was in the 80s or the 90s, we could sit around and draft a guy and let him sit around and sit behind a guy and learn and do all those types of things. It's just not reality of what the National Football League is.
You're right.
Any one of those top three quarterbacks and Carr included, those four guys, if any of those guys are drafted, they're going to come in and play.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about it is that, you know, before I was of the belief that I wanted to go take Watkins and then come back and get Carr mm-hmm. at 26. But the more and more I hear about these guys and this guy's status stock going up, you got, you know, we thinking this guy's going to fall to 26. Now you got teams like Tampa Bay and Cincinnati and Arizona. You don't know what's going to happen. You have to get, they know what they have in Brian Hoyer. They have a guy that's a spot starter,
yep,
a guy that's a game manager. I mean, I hate to use, you know, you people don't like to use that word, but the reality of it is when you physically can't do everything on the football field, I'm not talking about deep balls, I'm talking about physically unable to do everything,
yeah,
then you have a lot of those three-pick games like Minnesota.
Yep.
There's a reason why this guy's been in the league, you know,
sure,
6 years. He's
Eddie,
with,
yeah, yeah, Eddie, thank you. You've made a great point, but we got to give some room. We got a ton of other callers to get to, and we do want to get to and tweets too as well. So we want to give everybody a chance. Megan Rock has got some tweets, a couple of tweets to share with us related to Johnny Manziel's pro day today. Megan, what do we got?
All right, Mike T says, good choice to wear helmets and pads. Made him look physically bigger. Imagine the comments if in a t-shirt. And then following up with that, Scott Carter says, if I was shrimpy like him, I'd wear pads also.
You know, there's something, that's a valid point that,
of course
to
is.
The look, right? Because
yeah,
he got out there and at least didn't give that scrawny kind of look that he
uh-huh.
had. You saw him at the combine.
I was
right up next to him. And look, physically, he is far from an imposing. He looks about as small as you'd expect a guy who on a football field surrounded mm-hmm. by other players,
yeah,
and you get the perspective of linemen and others, how he shapes up against all of them or stacks up. He's a smaller player. I think in this setting where he's really the guy you're focused on, wearing helmet and pads, some strategy to that. But I would add that your throwing motion and all the football parts that go with being a quarterback while having pads on and a helmet on or whatever, I think there's a viability to that as a way to assess him.
Exactly. It helped George Whitfield and Johnny Manziel to take away from people on pro day right there in the setting that they wanted to cultivate, to take away from what might be a deterrent with his physical look. Right, Vic? The size. Yeah. And that was a stroke of genius for them to do that. He's the only one that's done it that I can remember.
It made an impact.
All right, and then at NK Question says, I know the Browns don't normally get nice things, but please reward us just once by drafting Johnny Manziel.
See, the fascination factor, the spectacle factor, the fact that his pro day draws ex-presidents and governors and all the...
There's
the,
an excitement level
the
about
level
him.
Of, yeah,
none of us
of
are trying
Texas
to take that away.
Is there, and I'm not taking about that away either. I
no.
will say this, selfishly, the media guy sitting here wants him here. We will have so much to talk about on this show.
Yeah.
We will have Johnny Manziel segments at least for a long time until, of course, anything he shows on the field leads us to believe that it looks more like Brandon Whedon than, you know, Johnny Manziel. And I didn't mean that as a cheap shot. It sounds that way. But my point is, if you see the disappointment of what one quarterback, the last quarterback that was taken on the first round produced, and if he's that, guess what? The spectacle goes away. The spectacle is going to be good from the time from now until the time he takes the field and proves more spectacle should continue or spectacle should stop because his play doesn't warrant it?
The pressure to play him and a Browns fans, come on, you could tell me all you want, but we know one another. We do. And the pressure to play him immediately is going to be enormous. And whether he supersedes what Brian Hoyer is capable of, assuming Hoyer's on the football field during mini camps and on into the preseason, Vic, I think you got to factor that in. And now we get into the things that, you know, do we know, is Johnny going to be in the facility at 7 a.m. and beat everybody in and be with the receivers and walk out the door at 10 o'clock at night?
Right.
Is Johnny going to do that?
Is any
quarterback they get going to do that?
Right.
You understand?
No,
you got to galvanize everybody and be the guy if you do that?
You have to have that mindset going in, and you have to believe that you've got the person in every possible way who leads your football team, not just on the field, but all those other points you made. He's got to be the hardest worker. He's got to seem the most dedicated. He's got to give you that feel that he cares more than anyone else. We haven't seen that guy here yet. And even if at times, and maybe Colt McCoy or Brandon or whatever put a level of work in, you didn't get the sense, you didn't get the aura that it mattered more to them than it did to others. And this is what teammates are looking for. And again, to go back to what Josh Gordon was talking about, I think he was talking very much in superficial terms of what the attraction would be to Manziel and how much of a spotlight will be here, how much national media will follow the Browns. Again, that can be a very, very temporary thing. It'll be great discussion for us through the offseason.
It will be.
But it fades fast because people are the same people you're talking about who will say, yeah, get him in there and play him. And if he doesn't play for you, doesn't deliver the wins, then you're saying same old Browns, same old crap.
Exactly. And we know one thing quickly about Brian Hoyer, some of the things we both just spoke to. That's what Brian Hoyer is. You heard head coach Mike Pettine refer to him as a consummate football gym rat. We know Hoyer's done that, has already started to show that. He hasn't stayed on the football field enough, though, to give you the sense if that can, you know, be perpetrated through him. But, again, and don't think Hoyer's going to let this thing go easily either.
No. All right, we're going to have Tom Withers join us from the Associated Press. That is coming up next here on CBD. Vic Carucci and Michael Redguy, who is filling in for Nathan Zagura on this Football Thursday edition, this Johnny Manziel Pro Day edition of CBD on ESPN 850 WKNR.